Alright gorgeous people, welcome back to High Value Woman. It's your girl Riley Hart here, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life throws a curveball that leaves you feeling flat. You know what I mean? Like, bam, a sudden change, a setback, something unexpected hits, and for a minute, you just want to curl up under the covers and forget it all exists. But guess what? That's not how we roll here, is it? We are high value women, and that means owning our strength, embracing our power, and building resilience like nobody's business. Today, we're diving deep into the art of bouncing back from adversity. Because let's be real, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There will be bumps in the road, there will be challenges, there will be moments that test your spirit. But how you handle those moments is what truly defines you. So, buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that will empower you to turn any setback into a stepping stone for growth. First things first, acknowledge and accept the situation. You know, sometimes we try to ignore the elephant in the room, hoping it'll magically disappear. But guess what? It won't. Facing reality head-on, even if it stings, is the first step towards healing and moving forward. Don't let those negative thoughts spiral out of control. Acknowledge them, feel them, then consciously choose to shift your focus. Next up, reframe your perspective. Ever heard that saying, it's all about how you look at things? Well, it's so true. When adversity strikes, try to see the opportunity for growth. Can this experience teach you something valuable? Can it help you develop new strengths or skills? Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as learning experiences that will make you stronger and more resilient in the long run. Now let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. When life gets tough, prioritize activities that bring you joy, peace, and relaxation. Whether it's spending time in nature, listening to music, meditating, or simply taking a break from the hustle and bustle, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for building resilience and staying afloat. Remember those amazing people in your life? Your squad, your chosen family? Lean on them, don't be afraid to reach out when you need support. Talking to a trusted friend or loved one can help you process your emotions, gain perspective, and feel less alone in your struggles. Sharing your burdens lightens the load, and sometimes all it takes is a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on. Lastly, celebrate your victories. Every small step forward, every obstacle overcome, every moment of growth deserves recognition. Celebrate your resilience, acknowledge your strength, and give yourself credit for pushing through even when things were tough. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Ever felt like you're constantly being pushed to the limit? Like life just throws one curveball after another? Well, trust me, I get it. Just last week, my entire schedule went haywire, a canceled flight, a last-minute project deadline, and then my beloved houseplant decided to take an early retirement, RIP, philodendron. It was enough to make anyone want to scream into a pillow. But you know what? I took a deep breath, remembered these 5 principles we just talked about, and got back in the game. I acknowledged that things were crazy, reframed those challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, prioritized self-care. Hello, extra cup of coffee. Leaned on my amazing friends for support, and most importantly, celebrated every little win along the way. The world keeps spinning, beautiful people. Life throws us curveballs, that's inevitable. But how we respond, that's where the magic happens. We choose to rise above, to learn from our experiences, and to build resilience like a boss. So, what are you going to do with this newfound wisdom? I want you to take one specific action today. Something small but powerful that will help you build your resilience muscle. Maybe it's journaling about a recent challenge and reframing it as a learning opportunity. Maybe it's scheduling some self-care time for yourself, even if it's just 15 minutes of quiet meditation. Or maybe it's reaching out to a loved one and sharing your feelings. Vulnerability is strength, remember? Don't forget to share your thoughts in the comments below. I want to hear how you're building resilience. And as always, keep shining your light brightly. You are amazing, you are capable, and you got this. See you bright and early tomorrow for another dose of high-value woman wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.